Item 1 is the application for a subdivision and rezoning for land located at the southwest corner of St. Mary's Road and Avalon Road, 1212 St. Mary's Road, under file DASZ 29 of 2007.
I'll call the applicant, Mr. Patrick Hamilton, I believe is representing the applicant here this evening. I don't know where we, do you need an easel, Patrick? It's on the other side. We've pulled the switcheroo on you.
That's better. Thank you. For the record, Patrick Hamilton, Stevenson Real Estate Group, representing 215 Holdings Limited. Councillors, perhaps just a very quick refresher course for everyone. It's been a couple of months since we've been here, and I think everyone's well acquainted with the site, but I'll just walk you through for historical purposes some of the things that we've been talking about and where I think we are at the moment. As you'll recall, we have consulted with the neighborhood about the planned development, and as a result of that and further discussions with the City of Winnipeg, who is the vendor of the property, we have agreed to or are in the process of making some changes. And maybe I'll just highlight a couple of the things that were requested of us. One was the elimination of the drive-through on this portion of the St. Mary's frontage, and we have eliminated that from the application. Also, we were asked to eliminate any access from Avalon Road as it relates to the residential portion of the street, and we have as well eliminated that. The request has been made continually that we do our best efforts to preserve any trees, and we will continue to honor that request during the construction and planning process. The City Streets and Transportation Department asked us to look at the accesses off of St. Mary's Road. Originally, we had two points of access and egress, and they asked us to centralize those on the site and only contain them to one in and one out, and we've made that change as well. And I think perhaps most importantly, we have made a change to the configuration of the land on the west end at Avalon. Again, pursuant to request by the neighborhood, we have negotiated with the city's real estate department the elimination of the westerly portion of these lands that were proposed for townhousing, and that we understand has to go forward to the Planning, Property and Development Committee to deal with the price adjustment related to that portion of the purchase. But we are certainly prepared in terms of the rezoning to take that portion off. So that has been our part. I have been in dialogue with Murray Gibson, who's been acting on behalf of the neighborhood group. I understand he will be speaking tonight, and perhaps we should allow him to do so. Are there any questions?
Not at this time for me, Councillor Steves. I have a number of names here that have registered on the opposition side. If there is a spokesperson for the group, if you can come down and identify yourself. I will go through the names afterwards to give everybody an opportunity to speak if they so wish. Before we have somebody from the opposition side come down, I just want to make sure there's nobody else here to speak in support of the application. Okay. Murray? Okay, applicant.
Hi, I'm Murray Gibson, and I live at 116 Avalon, and I'm here tonight to speak on behalf of the residents of the area. I want to first of all say thank you for what is for us good news. As you know, we had a lot of concern about the development on the Avalon Road stretch, and appreciate both the fact that the developer and City Council have been able to work out an arrangement whereby that could be retained in its current state. And so I want to say thank you to both of you for considering that and for what that means to the area residents, because it does have a significant impact had it gone ahead the way it was planned. So that's very much appreciated, and I just got the note on that, so I'm not able to speak much more than that. Our concern, however, is that it remain, and particularly was that even if Plan B had gone ahead, that it not be zoned commercial, because neither we nor my understanding City Council would have the kind of control we think is necessary beyond that point.
Maybe, Murray, just at this point, I'll just get the planner to explain how that piece. Just to explain the piece of how that land, piece of land stays as R1L, I guess, consistent with the existing zoning.
Well, very briefly, Mr. Chairman, the land will be retained by us. It's currently zoned residential. In fact, I think what I'll be recommending to the real estate department is that at some point, just for added comfort level, that we begin the process of rezoning that land to a public reserve. Whether or not they will agree with me or not on that, I'm not sure at this stage, but we're going to make that proposal to them that they make an active application to rezone a public reserve so that it gives you the added comfort level that the city won't be coming forward with an application for single-family housing in the future. So.
Well, that would be very much appreciated. I mean, certainly that would be our first choice, even, but definitely we would like to see it as R1 at the least, but certainly if there's a public reserve, sure. That would be most amenable.
We'll attempt to do that.
What's that?
We're going to make an attempt to do that in the near future.
Thank you. That would be good. I just wanted to reaffirm a couple of other things that we've previously expressed, and I want to again thank Mr. Hamilton for his note tonight on the fact that the trees on the commercial portion of this property would be considered in the developmental planning, and hope that the city will also take that in consideration in approving those plans. There are some wonderful old trees growing there that we would like to see preserved, if at all possible. And as well, there were a number of concerns raised at the meeting on January 16th with the representative for the developers, and we hope that those will again be reviewed and considered in terms of issues such as lighting and buffer zones and things like that that we would like to see taken into consideration. One final thing that we do have a concern with is that traffic flows will be increased on the area residential streets in order to accommodate the desire of northbound traffic. As you know, if you're coming from the south where most of the development is and you happen to be going north but want to access that, it means you go up to St. Michael's Road and turn around and come back. Either that or you turn down Riel, go down Glen Meadow, then back up Avalon as it currently exists and into that site. There was the issue of the closing of Avalon Road, and we spoke to that at this point. It was not something that we hoped would be part of this consideration. But I think there are a couple of things that need to be looked at. Should that traffic increase? Glen Meadow is a road that backs on a school, Darwin School, and the school is on Darwin, but the fields extend to Glen Meadow. Right now, as we speak, there are probably young people out there accessing the baseball diamonds and soccer fields in the evening, and quite a large number of children in the development across the street are going to have to be crossing that road. One of the considerations that the city might give with regard to that is to including that as a school zone as well, so if traffic does come around that side, it would certainly have to follow the regulations that are included with a school zone with regard to speed and so on, and the caution that needs to be exercised with regard to the number of children that could potentially and do cross that street. A second consideration was increased traffic on Avalon Road. As you know, and as I well know, having lived there since 1971, there are two blocks on Avalon only that are not paved, which still retain open ditches and probably are one of the few spaces like that in St. Vitale, if not the only. The block in question between Glen Meadow and St. Mary's is one of those sections. For those of us who have lived there for a number of years, we know that every summer you don't put things outside without having to dust them off regularly because of the fact it's not a paved road. Two things I would be concerned about, and I think all of us would be, is one is the condition of that road and what increased traffic might do to it, and secondly is for those who are currently resident on that road, the dust pollution that may result from that and not having to put up with that as a result of increased traffic. and I say from experience, as bad as it is, you know, it's something that we wish didn't exist, and this might only heighten that. So once again, I want to thank the developer, Mr. Patrick Hamilton, for his willingness to engage in dialogue with the residents. I think it speaks well of the organization he represents. And I also want to thank members of City Council and also the City Administrative Departments for their process, which has allowed both personal access and access to public meetings such as this. And we're looking forward to a truly win-win situation for everyone involved. And once again, thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, Councillor? No? Thank you, Murray. I'm going to go through the list of names here. If you want to speak, you can come down and speak. If you just want to say you're here and you want to be registered in opposition, you don't want to speak, that's fine too. David Deliper. Okay. Stan and Anita Groshak. You don't wish to speak? Okay. Walter Korlick. Walter. Thank you. Henry Neufeld. Thank you. Kelly O'Rourke. I can't read this one. Steinhilber Werner? Werner Steinhilber? Christopher and Lori Brewster. Did you wish to speak? No. Rebecca Bradburn. You okay? Okay, thank you very much. Is there anybody else here who's registered his name I haven't called or wishes to speak on this matter? No. Mr. Hamilton, will you come forward?
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to Murray Gibson for those comments. I read an interesting quote the other day. It went something like, the more I look at things differently, the more differently things start to look. And I think this was the kind of process that we all engaged upon here, and I think it was a successful one. I do have one request of the councillors, however. On Mr. Lawler's amended report, we are in agreement with the terms of that. But I would like to speak to item number three. And item number three is a request that the developer pay a 10% dedication fee related to the increase in value on the market value of the lands being rezoned. And as the councillors know, this is fairly typical to ask for a dedication fee. However, the city in this instance is really wearing two hats. One as the vendor of the property and one as the regulatory or planning agency. And in this context, the developer has paid full market value for the land based on its commercial utilization in excess of $1.5 million. And in keeping with that, we believe that they have already paid the increased value of the land and shouldn't be double-dipped, so to speak, with a dedication fee. So we would request that that fee, and the fee happens to be $23,000, be deleted from the recommendations.
You want me to tell them, or did you want to tell them?
I guess it's a question. What I thought I was going to hear was that you were looking for some forgiveness on the part that might be designated public reserve. That's what I was expecting.
That's coming up. That's being
okay. So we're not talking about that issue.
Not
at all.
Talking about.
Okay.
That.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, I don't have any. Don't have any questions of you. I don't think, Mr. Hamilton.
I might add, Mr. Chairman, that this is a practice that the city has indulged in previously. This is a sale of a piece of property based on its rezoning to a commercial value. Being acquired at full commercial value. So the idea of charging a dedication fee seems very punitive.
Patrick, I did have one question for you. Mr. Gibson made reference to the traffic on Avalon, and I was a little unclear. When you spoke, you said there will be no access onto Avalon from the commercial portion of the property.
That's correct.
So any access would be people coming down Avalon to get access to come in?
Off St. Mary's.
Off St. Mary's. Okay.
Just for clarity, what Mr. Gibson meant was, and you have to be a St. Patellar to know this, but if you're coming from the south and you want to access this property,
because you can't make the turn at Bishop, before the Bishop Granum lights, you'd have to go all the way down to St. Michael's and do a U-turn there and then come all the way back. What Mr. Gibson is saying could happen is that somebody coming from the south, if they want to access the property, the easiest way, like they'd turn down Riel, I suppose, and they go up Glen Meadow, then down Avalon, and then come at it from the north. So that's what I think Mr. Gibson
meant. Right. Okay, I get it now. Now it makes sense.
Of course, that problem will go away when the city closes Avalon, turns it into a turnaround at some future date.
Okay, Mr. Hamlin.
Okay. I don't know how much the residents of Avalon would like losing that access to their homes.
I don't have any more questions.
I don't have anything more. I guess I'm going to ask you to stand down. And do you have any questions of our planner?
I guess on the on this issue of the the land dedication fee, the $23,000 is that one kind of caught me unawares. Is this the practice of the city of Winnipeg generally?
Well, it is the practice, and I actually double checked with the real estate department on this matter. I wanted to be absolutely sure that this clause should be in there, and they were absolutely insistent that the clause be in there, and that it would be up to your committee to decide whether or not you wanted to delete it or not. But they were adamant that they wanted it in there.
Would we, in your experience, Mr. Lawler, would the division or would we normally forgive these types of fees or not?
I think we have. Yeah.
Won't be the regular basis.
Well, in certain circumstances, I believe we have. Trying to think of a similar. Customarily, no, we wouldn't forgive. But we're in circumstances where we have sold the land to another party. I think we have on occasion, but I can't think of any just offhand. I think there is precedent.
I loathe setting this precedent. I think some of our comrades have done it in the past for whatever reason, sometimes because there was other things that were offsets. I think we're
yeah. I mean, okay. Well, tell you what, I'll save my comments. I'm prepared to make a motion if you're ready, Mr. Councillor.
Okay, so you're making a motion to, relative to the amended report.
Yes. Well, and I'm looking at the amended report. And I assume the standard motions would apply as per. So I'll move that the Winnipeg Public Service, so the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read, I guess. Do I make specific reference to the new report?
Yes. Contained in the revised report.
As contained in the revised report. I'll make that motion.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.